The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Most blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in the womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." And Mary said, "My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord, and my spirit rejoices in God my Savior." The Gospel of the Lord.
And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? I am sure Juan Diego would have been wondering, why me? Why me? You know, I love this song in Spanish, Adios, Reina del Cielo. I know adios means farewell, but it means also something like greetings to our Blessed Mother, the Queen of Heaven. Adios, Reina del Cielo, Madre del Salvador. Adios, oh Madre Mia. Adios, adios, adios. The third line says, my mother, farewell my mother, greetings my mother, goodbye my mother, however we want to translate it. Yesterday at about midnight, I watched the mass at the cathedral, and the archbishop presided over the mass. At that time, quite a number of persons were there in the cathedral to attend the mass. What a beautiful celebration we have of our Blessed Mother. The patron saint of Mexico, United States, and Canada, of the Americas, so to say. So it's a big celebration. When Juan Diego was rushing to go attend the Immaculate Conception in 1531, he was rushing to go attend the Mass, and the Mother comes to him. What a privilege. What an opportunity to behold our Blessed Mother. And from that moment, the life of this young adult or an adult be changed. And one of the requests that she made was that a temple be built. A temple be built for worship. Why would our mother ask him to make that request? It is because she wanted to turn our attention to her son. She wanted us to learn about her son, coming to the temple to experience her son. We are gathered here to have an encounter with her son, Jesus. Nothing beats that. It was not for her own glory, but for the glory of her son. And that's what she does. She arrogates all the powers to her son, not to herself. That's the mother we celebrate today. A mother who said to Juan Diego, "Why are you afraid? Don't you see yourself under my protection, under my shadow? Why are you afraid?" At the time when there was a rancor, a war between the Spaniards and the Mexicans. "Why are you afraid?" And she was opting for peace and unity. 2 days ago, the bishops of California went to San Bernardino County, the prison there, to celebrate Mass for the immigrants who are detained there. It was a beautiful experience, and also an experience that brought tears to my eyes. Many of them, they took the Eucharist to them in prison, and they adored the Lord. If our Blessed Mother were to come to us today, what would she be asking for? Peace, unity, humaneness. Because we are all one family. Mexico, United States, Canada. That is the message of our Blessed Mother. Peace, unity, oneness, not division. A heart that belongs to God. A heart that seeks the Lord. A heart that seeks His Son, Jesus Christ. Is my heart seeking the love of God? Am I among those who seek divisions in our families, in our society, in our world? Adios, Reina del Cielo, Delicia del Señor. Adios, Madre Adorada. Adios, adios, adios.